We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
So, just how much cash do you have on you?
Zero.
Zero.
Literally zero.
Really, you can't get away from having cash because not everybody can accept an electronic payment.
Are we becoming a cashless society?
You know, you don't even need your wallet anymore. You just need your iPhone or your Android.
You want to go to Tabby? Yeah. Oh my God, we got to have cash.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a 5-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. It really is an intriguing discussion as we ask if we're becoming a cashless society. We're hearing more and more about places that still treat cash as king and, in some cases, the only thing that's accepted. So with this precipitous increase in electronic methods of payment, Brian Mazurowski meandered about and asked, how much cash do you have on you?
$40
right now.
Zero.
Zero.
Literally zero.
Do you ever carry cash on you?
Never at all.
$40, $50.
$40 or $50. How come you carry that much cash on you?
Because I don't like to use my credit card at places that'll rip me off. You know what I mean?
I think I have a dollar and a bunch of coins.
Why $1?
Because my kids usually take the rest of it. Maybe a dollar?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
About $10?
$10? Do you have like usually more or less than that?
Less than that. Somebody gave me money and I paid for something on my debit card.
Do you like carrying cash around you,
no,
or you'd rather not?
No, I like my debit card.
Like $3.
$3? Like
$3. Typically, yeah, debit card always. Debit card, Apple Pay, you name it.
I usually don't. It's usually just my cards. If I have cash, it's for a reason, and it's usually spent pretty quickly.
What about a food truck? Are they keeping up with the times and allowing payment electronically as well as cash? Peter Cimino with Lloyd's Taco Truck talks it out with Mike Baggerman.
In the beginning of the company, you know, you're always trying to save as much money as you can, and we thought, well, if we could just save a couple extra percentage points and not go with the credit card guys, like, that'd be the way to go, but it turned out to be the wrong decision. And I'm happy that we've been with Square for over 6 years now, and their company, to their credit, has really grown and offered a lot of features in the way of analytics, and their customer service has improved. But ultimately, the user interface of their system is, I think, what's most convenient for the guest. And people are using Square. We also have an Apple Pay tie-in as a feature. So, you know, you don't even need your wallet anymore. You just need your iPhone or your Android.
For people that are unfamiliar with the Smart Pay features like Square, exactly, if they were to go up to Lloyd's Taco Truck and say, you know, get whatever taco, and then they go to pay with the Square feature, what exactly do they have to do?
Well, I mean, if they want, they can swipe their card, but if they don't want to do that, they can use their Apple Pay wallet and basically just register their card through the Apple system, which exists for almost everyone at this point, and really just through sensor technology, they're able to make a payment by showing their phone or putting their phone up to the device.
One local spot you can't put down a card is at Taffy's, a famed local hot dog, burger, and shake joint out in Orchard Park. Change doesn't happen fast there, and, well, cash is king. It's all owner Rich Elia will take.
As you're walking through this gate, there's a sign right there that displays cash only. You know, how come in 2018, with all the new developments, whether it's credit cards, Apple Pay, the Square POS system that's been out there, why stick with just the cash only?
Well, I think you're going back to when, for being in business so long. We'll start off. If you had 99 pennies and you go to the bank, are they going to give you a dollar? No. Today, a penny is probably irrelevant. You know, the new penny today is a quarter. So when we used to go up a penny or two for a hot dog, you're going up 50 cents, quarters. Things double. So when I look at what I have to pay to be in hip, if you want to call, is approximately 2 to 4%, maybe 2 to 3% of my cash flow for a business 5 months to come up with 10 grand a year, maybe. That's a new car for me, you know. So if I lose clients, well, I don't know how much business I lose by going cash, but at this particular juncture, I could care less.
You mean you don't care how much you lose by going cashless?
Well, I don't know how many people won't come here because of the fact that I don't take credit. Okay, so I don't know what that percentage is, nor do I really need to worry about it as of now. My sales seem to stay pretty relative and good when it's supposed to be good, bad when it's supposed to be bad. But there's also a little bit of that karma here, you know. I mean, I won't even knock a wall down in this place. It's karma. And I feel like, you know, in a way you stand out, you know. Here you are. You want to go to Tabby? Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, we got to have cash.
So where are we at as a society with cash versus credit?
Actually, I had a chance to travel to Asia earlier this year, and in China, in places like that, in Asia, this is something that's much more developed than it is here.
We invited in Ed Hutton, professor and director of the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University.
For the amount of electronic payments that we have in the United States, China is 10 to 20 times more involved with that. There's a lot of places right now that the only way that you can pay for things is with a smartphone in Asia. So this is a trend that's worldwide. And the United States, in this case, is really kind of falling behind some of the other countries.
Well, I mean, cash was always king here. Is that no longer the case?
No, it's not. For certain transactions, maybe, yes. Smaller denomination transactions, really you can't get away from having cash because not everybody can accept an electronic payment. So think, for example, going to a farmer's market now. You know, we're in the season now with farmer's markets. It's just not worth it for them to go through the process of having to pay the additional amounts and the cost to set up those systems, but those are getting fewer and farther between. With my students, for them to actually spend their summer and to use services like Uber, they just don't remember how to pay for a cab anymore, that you have to pay in cash and that you need money for a tip. Well, it's just not something they know how to do anymore.
Yeah, hey, I've run into the exact same problem because you're so used to going cashless with things. What is, you mentioned China and Asia, you know, 10 to 20 times the amount of electronic transactions. Why there? What is the difference there?
Well, if you think about what a lot of the resistance is to using electronic payments, it's because we're used to a system. We're used to carrying cash, okay? Or we're used to paying by check. And we've been doing that now in the United States, the system that we've had really almost 100 years that we've been doing that in the United States. In China and other places in Asia, they really didn't have a middle class that had excess money to be able to spend on things. Really, they, you know, had just enough money to be able to pay for subsistence. Well, that's all changed with the rise of the middle class in Asia right now. And so they have cash, but they didn't have the same customs, the same traditions, the same banking type systems that we had. So for example, credit cards. Well, we're used to using credit cards. Well, they really, in places in Asia and other places like India, well, they really didn't have that. There wasn't that well-developed banking system. So as they've come into the middle class, it wasn't like there were habits they had to break. And so what came in was cell phones and companies like Alibaba and Tencent, and they make their money through their payment system. So there wasn't a habit for them to have to break.
Yeah. What about hacking, though? The fear of hackers and skimmers and that kind of thing.
Well, if you go and listen to some people talk about cybersecurity, and if you see, we're just going through right now the banks talking about their release of their earnings. And when you go through, like I do, I read all of the statements from the banks, and they say, what's the thing that concerns us the most? It's cybersecurity, and it's hacking, and it's these payment systems. Because what happens with these payment systems is we have everything flowing through a central authority. You know, that's where all the transactions are cleared. And as we're hearing a lot about, those systems can be hacked. And we talked a lot earlier this year about things like the data breaches. Well, with those data breaches, those are hacks. And with all of those transactions going through that, yes, there's a great deal of vulnerability.
Ed Hutton is here from Niagara University. We're talking about a cashless society. People are either cash people or they're no cash, you know, cashless. But if you have cash, do you tend to spend more or not?
Yeah, there's a lot of work being done right now in this field that kind of combines psychology and economics. And they call it behavioral finance. And one of the things that people have been studying this and they're seeing is that when people have to pay cash, they think a lot more about what they're buying. So they think, am I really getting a good deal? Am I getting a good value? Am I really going to enjoy this cup of coffee that I get? But because of the fact that the money comes out of your pocket and you kind of recognize the loss right there. But when it comes out that you put something on an electronic payment system like a credit card or something, you tend not to think about having to pay for it. And so you spend a lot more, and anywhere from 10 to 15% more spending. And so the merchants, the people that are selling things, really like this because you don't think about things as much. So you go ahead and yes, you spend a lot more.
I find that even within electronic payments, there's a difference between paying with your credit card and paying with something like an Apple Pay. If I'm buying something online, you know, if I have to type out my credit card number and things like that, I might think twice,
yeah,
or I don't want to do that. But if there's the button Apple Pay and it does it, boom, in a snap, I'm more likely to make that impulse purchase.
Yeah, we call that friction, you know, we call that friction in economics. That's the cost. That's all of the trouble you have to go through, the hassle to be able to make a payment. Right now, Amazon, which, you know, we know is kind of taking over the world, Amazon has grocery stores right now that they've set up in Seattle where you don't even have to take out your credit card. All you do is to go in, and you have your smartphone with you, and you load up your cart, and then as you leave the store, it reads the chips that are on the items that you purchase and bills you. So you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to scan your items. You don't have to do any of that. All you basically do is go out of the store, put things in a bag, and leave, and it shows up on your bill.
That's pretty cool,
yes.
I have to say. We're talking about a cashless society with Ed Hutton this morning. And Ed, even for those who are perfectly content being cashless,
yes,
there's good reason to always have some cash. And you know from personal experience, a recent trip.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that I had a chance to do right after graduation at Niagara University is I took a group of Niagara University students on a trip to Puerto Rico. And so we went down there to help rebuild some schools that had been knocked apart by the hurricane that they had had. And when we were there, we talked to a lot of the people about what happened last year after the hurricane. And with all of the devastation that happened, after the immediate crisis was taken care of, the bigger ongoing crisis, there has been the lack of electricity, and it's been the lack of ways to pay people. Because of the fact that Puerto Rico is very similar to here us in the mainland, nobody carried any cash. Everybody used electronic payment systems. Well, in some of the places there, the electricity has been out for 11 months. And with no electricity, there's no ability to be able to pay by cell phone. There's no ability to be able to use ATMs. Now, a lot of those have are being repaired right now, but it changed the way that I felt about keeping some cash, because we don't have the same type of hurricanes like they do in the South as much, but that's something that can happen. And so when that happens, think about not having any electricity and not having the ability to pay for those things with credit cards. And so it's changed the way I behave. I keep some extra cash.
All you have to do is think back to something like the October storm. That happens on a little bit wider of a scale, and if you don't have any cash on you, you can be in trouble.
And it doesn't just have to be a lack of electricity. These are, as I said before, these are payment systems. These are payment systems that are really very centralized, and something can happen to them. And if that happens, you may not have that ability to be able to get those transactions cleared. So you might find yourself with that payment system that doesn't work. So I keep some cash for that
always
reason.
That's a great lesson there. Mm-hmm. And you said in Puerto Rico they're bartering?
After the hurricane, because of the fact that there wasn't cash, the ATMs, all of the money had been taken out of the ATMs. They weren't able to get cash in. And so people resorted to bartering, you know, being trading things and that sort of stuff. And so what we saw was part of the devastation that was compounded was just because of the lack of cash. There were things there to buy, but there wasn't any money to buy things with.
When you think about that scenario, not even on that big of a scale, but you could be in that scenario, just you're out in the middle of nowhere somewhere, they don't have power, and you're stuck without cash. For those reasons, will we ever truly be a cashless society?
I think we're moving in that direction. We are certainly moving in that direction. As I said before, in other parts of the world, it is almost to that sense right now.
So how much is in your wallet? We'll be back Monday.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.